Chair, and thank you for appearing tonight. The 60 Minutes program broadcast on 18th of June this year, an investigative story, it showed interviews with several Australian citizens who had been intimidated by Chinese authorities and showed proof of the existence of at least one Chinese overseas police station in Western Sydney, suburban Sydney, sorry. What actions have been taken by the Australian Federal Police with whom the information was shared?
Thank you, Senator. I think we've been asked this question a number of times during the past Senate estimate, so I think we've been consistent. I think I heard the Director General of ASIO state today also, in terms of the construct of a Chinese police station operating in Australia, we've got no evidence or information on that. But in saying that, is Chinese foreign interference a threat? Yes it is, and we continue to work very proactively with ASIO and other agencies in relation to that space.
Thank you. Last question, Chair. The Australian Federal Police Deputy Commissioner Investigations, Rhys Kershaw, addressed this matter in the Senate Estimates hearings in November 2022, I understand. He said he did not believe the Sydney contact point was active without going into further detail. These questions are asked to update the current situation.
Senator, I'm the Commissioner of the AFP. I think you called me Deputy. You've demoted me.
I have a lot of respect for the Australian Federal Police, believe me. So I'm pleased you can see it as a sense of humour.
Yeah. So what was the end of that question, sorry, Senator?
That Rhys Kershaw said that the Sydney contact point was active without going into further detail. So I was going to ask more questions.
Senator, I think it was actually myself who said that the last Senate estimates, and I go back to my first answer that there's no information that indicates that Chinese police stations operating in Sydney, and that's a position that's supported by ASIO.
Thank you very much, Chair.
Thanks, Senator Roberts.